Well, our stock market closed up 2.5% yesterday, a three-month high. The rally set to continue today in response to that Eurozone debt deal. But it was a horror day for the ASX nevertheless, with the exchange following an unprecedented four-hour outage. Traders who were missing out on big positive market moves were furious. Chaos and debacle was how the day was described by some. The ASX declined our request for an interview. Assistant Treasurer Bill Shorten has portfolio responsibility for the stock exchange. Bill Shorten, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you, Prem.
The ASX, perhaps the most important piece of financial infrastructure in the country, half a day's trade was lost on a pretty critical day. What answers have you been given?
Well, ASIC, the regulator, and Treasury have been in close contact with ASX all yesterday, and I spoke to their CEO late yesterday afternoon. Just as you've established the facts, the equities market trading was halted at 10.05, trading restarted at 2.15. It was a big day, normally, because not only was it a normal equities day, but it was an expiry day for options.
Mm.
So in terms of timing, it did have an impact. Now, what I also am aware of is that we understand the issues with their authentication servers, which manage logging onto the system. We also understand that, so it's a connectivity issue, that it was where the brokers and clients couldn't connect in. When trading came back on, the ASX was pains to explain to me that they did something close to the normal day's trading in the remaining 2 hours. In other words, it was about $4.3 billion and a large volume of options were sorted.
Sure, but 4 hours is a long time to be offline. And come this Monday, the ASX is going to have a rival, ChiX, which is preparing to go live. What do you think competition will mean for the ASX and trading overall?
Well, it's been under this government that competition, the possibility of ChiX coming onto the market has occurred. I think we've already seen in pricing to clients a reduction in prices by the ASX, so I think it'll lead to a cheaper cost for transactions. I mean, by the by, I also happen to think that having two markets will be advantageous in the unusual situations that we encountered yesterday.
In other words, it could take up the slack where the ASX is offline?
Yes, but I should also say, when we talk about our Australian market, when you look at the challenges in Europe, I mean, there's 20 plus large banks that are going to raise $150 billion. When you look at what happens in Australia, I believe our processes, where we're competing for scarce risk capital, means that risk capital in Australia is less expensive, partly due to the innovation of our market. And also, I think that our processes are quicker than what happens in Europe. So what happened yesterday shouldn't happen. I understand from speaking to some people it got resolved fairly quickly, but it shouldn't have happened. Having said that, and I'm sure all the large equities traders found yesterday most frustrating, we're also, the regulator was also reporting that they felt that the ASX was being responsive to them once all the problems started to occur.
Okay, it's 10 minutes to 8 on breakfast. Our guest this morning is Assistant Treasurer and Minister for Financial Services, Bill Shorten. Minister, Qantas holds its AGM today, and there have been calls now for the Prime Minister and the government to use their powers under the Fair Work Act to intervene. It's the government's act. Should the government move in to get things moving?
Well, I don't think that Qantas, when we say there have been calls, let's identify who those calls are. There was letters from the state governments of New South Wales and Victoria, which miraculously got to the media quicker than to the government, which, as a veteran of industrial relations and negotiating fair outcomes for workers and employers.
It's a valid call, though, isn't it? I mean, this is affecting the economy of the country, as Martin Ferguson pointed out a couple of weeks ago.
Hey, listen, it's an important issue, but timing is everything, and the parties involved in the negotiation, who presumably would understand these matters best, are not seeking intervention. I have to say that there's always two sides to an argument here. One is that Qantas obviously is feeling massive cost pressure, and I've got a high degree of regard for the senior Qantas management. But I also, as soon as there's any industrial action, people are quick to say, well, that shouldn't happen. Let's also understand, a lot of people who work at Qantas are not highly paid. They do have a right to try and seek better conditions. They are loyal to the company. I myself did three rounds of negotiations with Qantas over 10 years. I have no doubt that there is a solution capable of being worked out by these parties.
Without the government intervening. Bill Shorten, can I go to another issue now that is causing the government some grief, and that's the proposed changes to poker machines. Simon Crean says the government should, quote, have a look at what all the alternatives are to address problem gambling. In other words, not just focus on a mandatory pre-commitment. Is the government and should the government be looking at other options now?
I haven't had a chance to speak to Simon to understand the full import of his remarks. What I do know is that the government is determined to act on problem gambling. That was a priority both under former Prime Minister Rudd and also current Prime Minister Gillard. Again, we've got a process. We've struck arrangements with the crossbench. I know the government's determined to act on problem gambling.
Do you think they should go with mandatory pre-commitment?
I think we should stick to our guns. I think this is we've made arrangements and we've got to follow them through.
Bill Shorten, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you.
Bill Shorten is Assistant Treasurer and the Minister for Financial Services. It's 8 minutes to 8.